Today my guest is Robin Stolze, five-time German champion in the minus 94 kg class and this year's potential German nomination for the Europeans in the same class, at least if he qualifies in the end. Today we will talk about Robin's plan to compete international this year and if he's afraid of Timo Wunnenberg at the German Open, who will now switch weight classes, so there will definitely be a fight between those two guys. And additionally, we will focus in this podcast on his career as an influencer or content creator and how he plans to move into full-time content creation within this year. And also how he manages to grow his account day by day by a pretty decent amount of new followers. So if you want to get some recommendations and also learn about how social media maybe works and how you can also adapt your own content to get more followers, then make sure to get some advice from Robin within this podcast. So yeah, let's directly jump in. Welcome to the Muscle Up Podcast, the first international street lifting podcast, which will be all about lifting heavy weights, doing fancy skills, and listening to interesting stories from the best athletes across the world. I'm your host Nadine, and now let's get started. Hello, Robin. It's great to have you here and that you agreed to join also an English podcast. And yeah, before we start, it would be great if you could maybe quickly introduce yourself so especially our international crowd also knows who you are.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me here. My name is Robin. I'm 30 years old now. Yeah. Like in 3 months, 2 months, I get 31. So actually, 31. And I'm a street lifting athlete since 2019, so one of the first one in Germany. And yeah, I have a gym in a small town called Spenge. I think a lot of street lifters in Germany know this place because we have a competition every year which is called the Machbar Maxout competition, so a lot of street lifters in Germany come to this place. And yeah, I'm a full-time social media creator and online coach. And yeah, I'm competing this year at Final Rep German Open and hopefully at the Europes.
Great. Okay, cool. So thanks for the quick introduction. Yeah, I think maybe Spenge will also be probably known by Baki and I think Ludo was there as
yes,
well.
Yes, right? Yes, Ludo. Yeah.
Maybe who joined their competition prep for the Worlds has seen your gym then maybe in their blogs and so on.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So yeah, Robin is one of the, I think, most popular street lifters here in Germany, but not yet so well known probably internationally because you focused until now mostly on German competitions. But this year you also plan to go international. So maybe can you tell us a little bit about your plans for this year, first of all? In which weight class will you compete? And yeah, what is your goal maybe for total and so on?
Yeah, I competed only nationally, this is correct. This is the only reason because last year I couldn't do final rep because I was injured. So I only did the nationals from the by DCSV. This is, well,
the German
the German knows. This year I just want to start internationally. So the German Open is quite actually an international competition because there are international competitors allowed. So this will be my first international competition. And I want to hit like a 520, 530 kg total. This would be, I think, the best I could do in this day. We will see. I'm struggling a bit with some injuries and was ill like three weeks now. I don't know if this will be happen, but I'm quite doing anything for this. And yeah, I hopefully can qualify for the Euros then, but we will see.
Okay, nice. So last year your total was 500 exactly, right?
Correct, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you want to hit 20 to 30 kg more. Which lift do you think you can add the most weight onto your total?
I think it's a squat. I'm aiming for like 260 to 64 maybe, and the dip, because of the new sleeves, of course, from King of Weighted. No, joking.
Of course, greetings go out to Micha.
Yeah, and no, I think that these are the most the lifts I can do most, the most, and the pull lifts are a bit frustrating at the moment, because I have some elbow pain and my body weight goes straight up. So yeah, everything with pull is quite struggling, but I think dip and squat will be yeah, very, very good this year.
Okay, but and you plan to stay in the minus 94 class, right?
Yes, 94. I have no ambition to go over 94, and there is no class in between. So I need minus 104 class or something like this in the future. I think this will be the best class, but I'm aiming for like 94, 95, 96 kgs and body weight, and then we'll cut some for the weigh-in. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
So to stay a little bit
definitely.
above is, I think, the smartest way. Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know it, but this year you will have a great competitor in the minus 94 class.
I know. I knew it before everyone knew it.
Ah, okay. So Timo already told you
Yeah.
then. That's also one of the questions from Instagram. If you are afraid of Timo and if you think you can beat him. So.
I'm not afraid of him. I'm happy that he's in. Okay, this is a, maybe a bit lying. But yeah, I'm happy to compete with him because he's very, very strong, and I like him as a person. So yeah, we talked already about this, and I tried to get him in the 87, but it doesn't work. Yeah, if I can beat him, I think realistically, no. Because when he's ready, if he has no injuries and he can do like the total from last year, I think he can beat me with this total. But never say never. So if it's the prep is very, very good and my my squat improving better than I think, then it could be at least. Not the difference or the distance from should not be so heavy, but I think at the Euros this will be a much there will be a closer fight, I think.
Okay, so you are still prepared to fight at the German Open and
Of
are
course,
not giving
yeah.
up yet.
Of course, yeah. Definitely.
And thinking about the Euros, if you qualify, for example, as second now in Germany, what do you think is in there for you? Are you prepared to fight there for the first places or?
It depends on who is starring at Euros. Like when there is Baki or Xavier, I don't know. Yeah. This is no
Be tough.
realistic chance. So I'm aiming for like top five. This is something I would fight for, definitely. But at least I just want to start focus on myself because the last years I fought a lot against me against myself for the 500 kg total. And this year I want to try it to be a bit more to have more fun at the competition because this is something which got lost in the last competitions because I was so focused on doing the most, doing the best total. And yeah, this is cool, but in the end, this can be very exhausting and can, yeah, you can lose a bit of your passion for this. And so I try to have more fun and then hopefully I get also a better total by having more fun. So yeah, this is a boring answer, I know, but in the end we will see and I hopefully get under the top five, but it depends on who's starting and how big is the progress of the other people.
Yeah, I think even though it's a little bit boring answer and you don't say any fighting shootouts or something like this, it's still like a good way of thinking, I guess. And
Yeah.
yeah, you are really long in the game already, so
Yeah.
I think then sometimes the fun can get lost over time. So I
I hope that Baki is coming to Speng again for the prep so we can fight against in our gym in the practice.
You already can do a pre-fight.
So. Yeah, a pre-fight in our gym.
But I'm not sure. I mean, I don't have any proper insights, but from what I heard is that he might not compete this year, but I don't know exact numbers. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's just what rumors tell me.
But okay. Yeah, rumors are quite good for me.
Well, for you, definitely. Then we only have Xavier left in the weight class. Timo, and is there anyone else in the minus 94?
I don't know what is about Daniel Lisek.
The Polish guy.
And I don't know. I saw that Ludo is like a body weight of 93 or something like this at the moment. And he competed in the 94, I think, in the French Nationals. So,
yeah, but here I'm also not sure. At least Perel in the last podcast told me that he doesn't plan to compete this year.
Okay, okay.
But also not sure about that, of course.
So maybe it's a lucky year for me when everybody skips this year. So I might be on the top three, but this would be maybe a win, which is not,
And thinking about the next years, do you plan to still continue competing in the next couple of years, or will you?
This is a question I get every year from people around in my gym, and I always say this is the last year. I'm saying this like 2 years now, so I think I will compete next year. I will compete in the next 2 years, in the next 3 years, and this is not only athlete choice. So additionally, to be honest, it's also a social media choice, because if you're doing a lot of social media content like me, then something like a competition is a big peak in your reach. So you can tell a story, you can tell a preparation of the competition itself. So, and this is the reason why I'm planning to compete at the German Nationals too, not only final rep.
This year?
But just out of the training. So to do just my training lifts and take it as a fun competition just for some content. It depends if I'm injured or something, then of course not. But and so I'm of course I will compete next year, and I'm trying to get on the world stage. This is something I've definitely want to do. So yeah, we will see.
So at least until we see you at Worlds, you don't plan to quit yet.
No. Of course not.
Great. Then also one of the questions from Instagram was when my plus 94 kg class, when you will join. So assuming, for example, that next year a minus 105 kg class or something like this will be added, would you go up there?
Definitely. Because I wouldn't say that I have a lot of body fat, so it's okay. And I'm like at the edge of 94 now. So there is no great room for more improvement without cutting my weight so much. So I think there will be I think I will go to the next class if there is someone in between. I won't go into open class because I don't have to compete with 96 kg body weight at the open class when there are people like Tonio or something with the body weight of above 100. So this makes no sense. So but
more.
Yeah, and you have to be aesthetic on stage. So I love it to be like have a body fat about 20. So I'm love to have a low body fat. So
the one I have a six pack on.
Of course. So this is something which is very, very important for street lifters.
Especially for social media then.
Yeah, definitely.
All the girls looking at you.
My followers are like 80% men. So this is not a reason.
Then maybe all the guys like to look
at all the guys are definitely,
Nice. Okay. But I mean, you still have some room to eat yourself up. From what I know, like 180 as well, right? From the size?
Correct, yeah.
And I mean, Tonio is same size and a few of the other guys in the upper class as well. So
I think he's a bit bigger, or is he? Is
I
he? Is
don't
he a
think so. I think
thing?
like one
Yeah.
A one
Okay.
something, or I think
Yeah.
he said once, but not 100% sure, of course. But
Yeah.
I think almost similar size. So there's still almost 15 kg room to eat.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. But I'm not the best eater, so I have to press everything in my body to gain some kg. So yeah, I think the way to 100 above 100 would be, oh, no. Don't want to
Well,
think about this.
I always thought it for myself as well, but then I was able to gain 7 kg in 1 week. So,
Oh, crazy. Okay, 7 kg is
so I can just recommend go to Greek and eat a lot of oil there. That will help.
okay. Yeah, I'm eating every day nuts now. Nuts is the best because it's like eating nothing and you're gaining calories like, yeah.
Yeah, true. So that's your secret now
Yeah,
to
definitely
weight loss.
nuts. Eat nuts.
Cool. Great tip. Okay, so now we already talked a little bit about your plans for this year, but what also be interesting for me is, when did you start in general, like with calisthenics and street lifting, and also why?
This is a bit of a funny story because I'm doing calisthenics since 6, 7, 8, 9 years. I don't know. It's like
Long.
being forever. So, never focused really on doing street lifting. I just added weight to my normal basic lifts. And then 2019, I saw the registration for the German nationals. And yeah, I thought, why not? You are not that weak. You could try just to compete. Yeah, I never heard about this competition format before, and I just tried it out. And yeah, I got first. I don't know how this
Wow.
happened, but it was a bit of surprising. And after this, I yeah. Was completely hyped, like a lot of people who are just doing their first competition. And after this, I focused only on the lifts. I started to stop every skill training, because I was okay. If I'm doing this, then I'm just doing this and stop everything which is not part of this competition format. So and after this, I just did street lifting and yeah, I felt that my progress in training went very good. I had much more progress than the time before because I had the goal. I had the goal to compete. And the funny thing is that after this competition, I just started the Machbar Maxout competition in the same year. So I just came into the sport, and 3, 4 months later, I organized my first competition. So this was.
Wow.
So I was so hyped for this sport, and yeah, this hype is now
Still
we are doing
ongoing.
this now like 5 years, and I couldn't think about I couldn't stop thinking about the sport every day. So yeah,
It keeps you going, basically, then.
definitely. yeah
But you did skills when you once started with calisthenics.
yeah yeah My focus was only skills at the start, and then I did the basics with the weighted just for assistance. But yeah, the switched. I don't know. I have no ambition for skills now. I cannot relate to doing. Also, there is no. I have no passion for skill calisthenics anymore. I just doing some content for this, of course, to catch a lot of people who are just interested in skills because I know the basics, I know the theory about this, I know how to get a front lever, how to get a handstand and something like this. But yeah, it's not something what.
Can you still do skills? Like, are you able to still do a front lever, for example,
Yeah,
while
of
assisting?
course, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
Cool.
think this is something, if you're strong, you don't need skill training. So if you can pull yourself, your own body weight, the chance is high that you can do at least a straddle front lever, because your pull is so strong. Planche is another thing. Just if I couldn't, I never did planche because this was something my shoulder didn't like, and Yeah, this is one of
Cool.
the only skills I can't do, but the other one pretty solid. Handstand push-ups, because I don't train handstand so much, so this is very wobbly, but the rest is
More
definitely
balance
good.
issue than a
Yeah,
strength issue.
definitely, yeah.
Okay,
Yeah.
makes sense. And
But
do you train?
you are don't doing skills also, yeah, right?
Not really, no. I wanted to, but my coach is
Okay.
forbidding
Good coach.
it, basically. Yeah, I'm sometimes a bit like a little child there, and I still
Okay.
do, but not really regular, and doesn't really help me to make any progress there. So yeah,
Yeah.
currently
Yeah.
also focusing mostly on strength lifting. And how is it with you and with your coaches? Do you still coach any skills, or do you only take coaches that focusing on street lifting?
No, I have coaches who do skills, but the most of my coaches are doing street lifting. So or weighted calisthenics. Not only are not all are competitors, but I'm coaching skills. Yeah, but they're just two or three people.
And probably in more in a basic way or
Yeah, correct. You like doing handstand, front lever is for me also a basic thing. But something like planche and so on, this is
it is a bit too far then, probably.
yeah, I think it's a problem if you cannot do this skill or if you never did the skill on yourself, then to teach someone to do the skill. So this is
Yeah, it's a bit difficult, that's true. I
yeah.
also have one guy in my coaching that also wants to learn a front lever, and I also cannot do it myself. It's a bit difficult for I know in theory how it works, but still quite difficult for me to really give him good tips there. But yeah, we'll manage, hopefully. Okay, then before we head over into our main topic, I have a few more questions that are more related to the things that we're talking about from Instagram. So let's do them first. So first of all, they want to know, like, how is your current health status? You said before that you were sick for a couple of weeks now. How are you doing now? Did you start training again?
Yeah, I had c corona like 4 weeks ago. I had this like 2 weeks, so I couldn't train 2 weeks. Then I started to training again, had like 3 weeks, which were very good, and I thought, okay, no, 1 week left and I'm at my old strength level. And then I got sick again, but not real sick. It is like I have some, yeah, I don't know. It's like my nose is pretty dry in the morning, and I'm feeling not good in the morning and in the evening, but day over it's okay. So it's a bit, I don't know
You're not
what my
really sick,
body's.
but also not really healthy.
Yeah, it's yeah, I cannot describe really, but I started to train again on Monday, and I'm feeling quite okay. So in the morning it's a bit, but then it's okay and I'm feeling good and I don't feeling weak or have some discomfort or something like this. So I think it's okay and I hopefully won't get sick again, but we will see.
Fingers crossed. I think
Yeah.
it's your location probably, because one of my coaches that also lives in Spenge is
Yeah.
also all the time sick since a couple of weeks. So it must be
The
Spenge.
problem is I never get sick, so I was 1 year completely fine. I had no corona, no things. I didn't get any from FIBO, from competitions, nothing. And then now, like
It hit
five,
you.
6 weeks complete.
Well, maybe that's how it needs to be. Like when you are that when you have free from any sickness for one year, then you get it
Yeah.
all back at some point.
But better now than in like 8 weeks or something when we are in the middle of the competition prep. This would be
That's true.
not so good.
Yeah, fingers crossed that
Yeah.
it's now done and that you can probably start back into training.
Yeah.
Cool. So then, next one is, It's in German, so I need to translate it. What do you like more, final rep or DTSV events?
Oh, okay.
This question had to come,
Yeah, this
probably.
question has to come. So, I want to answer this very honest. I don't want to avoid this question. At the moment, I prefer final rep because final rep are doing a lot of things better, I think, and they are doing a lot of more social media work. They're doing a lot of for the community. They're expanding internationally, and they're doing quite good job. And the DC,
The German calisthenics.
the German calisthenics organization
Yes.
was a bit quiet. So there was no after the nationals, there were no social media work, completely nothing. The rule book was published very, very late. So the North German championship is like in 11 weeks. And yesterday, the new rule book for this came out. So, and there were some very major changes, like elbow sleeves allowed and something like this. And this is
Okay.
something which triggers me a bit, because I think if you want to be a German national championship, so you cannot publish 11 weeks before a competition a new rule book with some major changes. So there are some things I'm a bit angry about, because I just started the German championship German championship with them, and left this project last year because I just wanted to give them a kick. And then focus on my things.
So you're not part of the organizing team anymore?
No. I was some part of the organizing team last year. And then I said, okay, we have a good foundation. You can do this. And I'm leaving because, I have so many projects to do, and I'm an athlete. I don't want to be an athlete and an organizer. So, and this was one point I said, okay, if you need help in anything like the competition software, or you need some help with the website or the qualification, you are feel free to ask me, and I will help, of course, but I don't want to be in the rule book. I don't want to be part of the organization at the day and something like this. And I know that they have a lot of problems with some helping people. So they are just, I think, one or two people who really organize the whole thing,
That's not about to happen.
and it is not a main job for them. So I can understand that it's really exhausting, and that they have not so much resources to accomplish this. But if you are a German championship, there must be more. So,
Yes.
I'm a bit disappointed there. So at the moment, I would say final rep. But let's see how the competition itself looks, because the competition itself, I have to say, last year, the German nationals were really, really nice. So this was one of my best competition with everything. So hopefully, final rep can do this similar in Dessau.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, they have a new location now, and I think it's like a pretty big one. So let's see how that will work in the end. But I'm also interested to see.
But to say one more sentence too about this question, you can compete at any organization, and it will be good. So this is just on a very high level, criticizing. So,
Yeah, especially, I think, especially for people that come new into the sports,
yeah,
it's
definitely.
just important to get into the competition mode itself, anyways. If it's then at final rep or if it's at the German championship or something like this, it really doesn't matter. Just get a
Yeah,
feeling of if
definitely.
you like competing
Yeah.
and it will be fine for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Then, last one connected to that. Can you tell us already more about the MMC? So for
Yeah.
those of you who don't know what the MMC is, the MMC is a German competition here as well, organized by Robin in his gym. So it's usually at the end of the year. So is there already a date set yet? And can you give the community a set
There
or?
is a date set. Yes.
Is it already
Should
out?
I tell it? Yeah, it's the come on. You have we
Have
do it.
exclusive rights.
It's the 14th of December.
Ooh, okay. Then mark the 14th of December in your
Yeah,
calendar.
correct. This will be the date. I will publish this date in the next weeks on the on our Instagram account, but it's the 14th of December. Yeah. And this
Then.
will be a very, very, very big competition this year because it's a 5 year anniversary. So
Already.
yeah, we had the first competition in 2019. So
True.
it's like 4 5 years now, and yeah, we're doing something special. So yeah.
So we can expect a bit more party than maybe the last
Definitely, yeah.
ooh, okay. Then I need to
Of course,
come.
everyone needs to come.
Definitely, everyone from Germany and also, of course, from other countries, but mostly from Germany should join
Yeah.
it. So, will it still be only a one-day event or will you
Yeah.
put it out?
We thought about doing it 2 days, but I think this will kill the vibe. The vibe is so good because all people come together on one day and stay on this one day. And the problem with 2 day events is that a lot of people are leaving at Saturday, and on Sunday, there are a lot of, well,
Already gone, yeah.
yeah, a lot of people are already gone, and the vibe is not so good like Saturday. So we just want to keep it on the Saturday, have less competitors, yes, but a better vibe, and I think this is something which is more important for us.
Okay, cool. Then I'm excited for the event already, and let's see what you guys will put on there then as a party.
Yeah, we give our best.
Cool. Then let's head over to a topic I wanted to talk to you about today is for everyone who doesn't know Robin, he's quite active on social media and I think one of the biggest influencers in street lifting here in Germany. So that's also what I wanted to talk to him about today. First of all, Robin, a couple of weeks ago, you completely built up a new account. Maybe you can tell us a few words about why you did it and what do you think about it now after a few weeks and how it developed maybe also over the time?
Okay. Yeah, this is a topic I really like to talk about because this is something which yeah was a big journey for me the last month because yes, I deleted my old account which had like 25,000 followers, which is a lot, but not very much. So when you look like big influencers, then we're talking about 100K or something like this.
Course, but for
But
our sports, it's
yeah,
still not
definitely for
bad.
our sports, it's a lot. Yeah. But the problem with that account was that I'm doing only German content. So I'm really want to do only German content. And I had like two or three videos which were in neutral language. So it has yeah, like two or three words in it which could be understood all over the world. And this video got very viral, like 2 or 3 million views. And yeah, I gained like 10,000, 10, 12,000 followers. And followers were mostly like English speaking from India, from America, from Brazil. And the problem is, if you know how Instagram is working, then if you are publishing a reel or a video, then Instagram shows this to a part of your followers, like 100 followers, for instance. And if this video is German, and it is and someone from Brazil is watching this, what will he do? He will swipe away because he cannot understand a word. And this is something like which is the most worst thing which can happen for your video, because watch time is everything. Yeah, it depends on watch time. If your watch time is bad, nobody the video won't published will not be published to new people. So a lot of my videos got like 5,000 views, which is very bad when you have like 25,000 followers. And I had a lot of old followers because my account is like was like six, 7 years old. So yeah, I decided to make a new one and to have a fresh start and to yeah, have the better watch time and the community, because numbers are cool, but if there is no interaction with you, or the people are don't interested in you because you speak a complete different language, then yeah, numbers are worth nothing. So, and I made a new account, and I was surprised how less people were joining my new account, because I had like, when I deleted the old one, I had like 1,500 on a new one. I thought,
that's
okay,
not a lot, yeah, compared to the old numbers.
Yeah, and I thought, okay, fuck. And yeah, then I started to doing content and try to improve my content, to tell more stories, to try to not to be in the niche, and try to open up for everyone. So, and this went very good. So I, yeah, grew my account now from, we started in middle of December. So like a bit more than 3 months now, and I'm at 13,000 followers now, which are
okay.
only German speaking. I have a lot more interactions. This is something I really wanted, and my account grows like, yeah,
every
I
day.
gain like 150 followers every day.
That's fine.
And a lot of people who are now want to start calisthenics, start street lifting, and this is something I always wanted, to inspire people to do the things we do, and this is working very, very good right now.
So your way of working is right now that you create more general calisthenics content and try to get the people then more into street lifting afterwards.
Correct. Yeah, I try to focus, of course, on the lifts, pull up, dip, muscle up, and back squat much less, because but I think this is not the USP of the sport. So, and try to tell the people how they can maybe do and pull up easier, or try to explain why the dip is not a bad exercise. And don't focus too much on showing like I can dip 100 x kg, because nobody cares. So this is something only the bubble cares, the street lifting bubble cares, if you can dip 130 kilos. But the overall people don't care, because they have no relation to this. They think, okay, you're doing this for your ego, but they don't understand that this is a sport, and you have to catch them, then tell them what you are doing, and then they understand, and then they're trying it out, and maybe they, yeah, start doing the sport.
Makes sense. And thinking about, you already worked before like as an influencer, let's say, because you had some corporations, right, before you deleted your account. And what, for example, did your corporation think about you deleting your big account and switching to an account with 1,500 followers?
The recommendation, I had in coaching and social media coaching by my sponsor ESN, and at this coaching, the guy who was coaching us told me to delete my account.
Okay.
I told him what was my problem. I said, okay, here I have a lot of foreign followers, blah blah blah. And he said, he didn't say one word before I said delete your account. And I was like, oh, okay. And yeah, one day after, I deleted my account and tried a new. So yeah, this was no problem. And in the end, for the corporations, the only thing that counts is that they get the reach and they get the sales. So, to be honest, so, and if you have 25,000 followers, but in the end, like only 100 people are buying, like for example, it makes no difference if the account is small or high, if the sales are the same and the reach is in the end the same, because yeah. I have only German brands, so they don't act like internationally ESN a bit, but Smilodogs, for example, is just Germany. So, yeah.
Doesn't make sense for you to have so many international followers.
Correct. Yeah. And this is auch one of the reasons I only doing German, because I have German corporations. I'm feeling more confident in speaking and acting in German, of course. And yeah, so I know that I won't compete forever. So I'm thinking in the long term, is something where I can be in the German market much more like me.
Makes sense.
Yeah, this
Feeling
is
more like yourself and
yeah, definitely.
More with your community than
Yeah.
on an international base.
Yeah.
Okay. And talking about the sales, for example, do you already see like an increase in sales since you started your new account?
Definitely. Yeah. It's crazy. I think the biggest point I see in online coaching, I never advertise my online coaching, or just some one or two times in a month, but my online coaching is blowing up and I cannot get more customers at the moment because I don't want, but I get so much without any doing any advertising. And this is something I see, okay, now a lot of people are coming to do the same like me. Or I see it in, of course, affiliate marketing with ESN or something like this, of course. Yeah.
But for example, does your ESN code also work internationally? Because it's an they also have international sales, right?
It works internationally because it's the same homepage. It works on the same website, so it doesn't make any difference. But I think they're only acting in Dutch, in the Netherlands and Germany, and like this, not the whole world, or?
I don't know. Actually, I'm not so much into that, but at
Yeah,
least I know
perfect
that
that I'm not knowing this.
it's your corporation,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, I don't really know, actually. Okay. Some countries, yeah, mostly Europe.
Yeah, but at least like in Europe they have, right?
Yeah,
So,
at least in Europe, yeah, but yeah.
yeah, still not the whole world, so not
Yeah,
your
I
website.
think there are not international followers anymore that really follows my content and use my code. Yeah.
Yeah, just wanted to check. All good. Okay, so then what is your goal in this year for social media? Like, do you have any numbers in mind, for example, that you want to reach it with your followers until the end of the year or something like that?
So like we already know now, numbers are not that important. Yeah, I of course want to grow my account. My goal is to be the biggest calisthenics streetlifting influencer in Germany. So actually, I'm maybe in streetlifting. Yeah, could be, but not in the calisthenics scene at all. So I just want to be like, I don't have numbers in mind. Maybe so like 50,000 would be a great number at the end of the year, but it is not necessary for me. I will hire a full-time employee, a videograph, at April, so the content will be blown up at April. So this should boost my account a lot more, because I can do more content. I can do more high quality content. We will do a lot of YouTube content, especially for the competition preparation and things like this. And I think this will be a very, very big boost for me, but also for the sport, because I think there are a lot of people who seeing me doing something, but they cannot relate to what is he really doing in competition? What is this for a competition? And I think you need to tell people this like 10,000 times, and it's better to tell this on YouTube, because on Instagram or TikTok, the people are like, oh, I saw something 10 minutes later. Oh, I forgot it already. So,
yeah, it's really short
yeah.
living there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. This is something which is not always fun, because you have to cut your videos so fast, and so you cannot tell a lot, because people are like, okay, I have now 10 3 seconds time to tell them something. And they forget already. And I just want to give them with YouTube a bit more of deep insights, and the people who are really interested can follow me there. So this is my goal this year, of course. And my goal is to 100% live from social media, because
That's a good...
I'm loving doing online coaching, but I know that if I have too much coaches, my passion goes a bit lost. So if I try to do this and that and this customer and like skip jumping from one call to another and something like this, this is not. I'm a very free person, so I need a space to do my things, and this is not you can't do this with online coaching, because online coaching is very strict. You have to do your feedbacks, you have to do your custom work. If someone needs this, you have to act, you have to react. And this is I love to do this now, and I love to do this with some people, but I don't want to do this with 30 people, for example. I cannot be full-time online coach. This is not me, so to be honest. So and yeah, this is something I really want to do. I want to reach more people, but because with online coaching, I can help like
10,
20, 30 people. But when I do content and the people are, I'm inspiring the people, and I give them, they can learn something from this. I can reach like 100, 1 million people at the same time. So, and I think this is for me the best way to boost the sport. And
For sure. Are you already able to finance, for example, your new employee then by the earnings you get via social media, or how do you finance him at the moment then?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's already quite nice. So what is like your biggest income stream? Is it from affiliate earnings or?
It's the summary of all corporations. So I'm very grateful that this happened this year. So, and one of the biggest part is, of course, Gymkey, which we, this
we'll
is
talk about later.
Yeah, we can talk about later, but this is one of my news corporations. And here I can have a lot more safety for my incomes. ESN is had like 1 month is good, 1 month is bad. You have to make a lot of advertisement. I don't like to be like the classic influencer who are doing like, watch my rice pudding, watch my whey. So, no, I just doing
like every story is some product.
Yeah. If there is a new sale, I say, hey, Co, here is my code. You can use it with the new sale. Okay, perfect. But I don't want to spam the people with some supplement shit. So this is not me. I will never do this because, this is not something I really like to watch also. So why should I do this? Yeah.
Okay, so Gymkey is currently the key for your social media career?
It's a mix, yeah.
Then maybe let's directly switch to that topic. So can you maybe explain really quick what Gymkey actually is? And, I mean, it's more focusing on our German community probably, but for the internationals that they at least know what you are talking about now.
Gymkey, it's pretty simple. Gymkey is a normal training workout app, but the only difference is that the workout programs you can train there are from creators. So there are some selected creators from different sports like CrossFit, street lifting, calisthenics, bodybuilding, and so on. And you can choose your creator, and the creator did some programs for like different parameters, like if you can train 2 times, 3 times, 4 times a week, if you have this or that equipment, if you are focused on strength, if you're focused on this and something like this. And then you can just work out or do the program from the creator. And you have things like tracking your food and something that is also included in the app. So it's an all-in-one app for training, you can say, yeah.
Okay. Is it only available in Germany, right? Or...
It's only available in Germany, but I know that I would just want to expand internationally.
Okay.
But this is something I heard, so I
Not yet,
don't know if it's really true or when it's happening or something like this, but it will be But yeah, I
Well,
don't know
maybe
really.
in a couple of months or end of year
Yeah,
or something, that
maybe,
could be
maybe. Yeah.
something releasing in 2025 or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, and what did you work on for them? Like, what is your contribution to this app?
I contribute my complete knowledge in calisthenics and streetlifting. So I'm program. It's like you can think about it like an online, like programming for your client, but without knowing your client. And doing like it's like a program which never ends. So it's like a block periodization. So the people get like 6 weeks of training, which different RPE in every week. And after this 6 week, like for they have a deload and a new block. And I do this like yeah, I program this in the back end, and the people are just going through it. This is as a just my knowledge, my programming knowledge, and I filmed every exercise. I described every exercise, how to what you how you execute the exercise. I have some additionally workouts for example, handstand, how to learn a handstand and something like this. So yeah, basically it's my knowledge.
So you all filmed it yourself, like in
Correct.
every video that is included in your plans, it's always you, or
Correct, yeah. This is
okay.
the, not every because there are a lot of exercise and I'm not finished with all, but in the end as it's like 50-50 actually, and but the plan is to be in the next weeks there should all videos should be from me or by
But at
me.
least like the main exercise
Yeah,
probably
the
that
main exercise are
you
already filmed by me, but the small exercises like a triceps extension or something like this, that there is
like accessory work that is
correct, yeah.
normally used in like different disciplines of sports.
Correct, yeah. But
Okay.
the programs there are basically I have a calisthenics program and a weighted calisthenics, not really a street lifting. Street lifting for me is like training for a competition. And I want to give them just the weighted calisthenics, building muscle, building strength with that, but not preparing for a competition, because this is something which is more individual and not so good in such an maybe generic app.
Okay, so you say it works good for maybe people that start with a sports, want to get a first idea of how a plan can look like, but maybe if it's getting more specific and you really want to compete at some point, it could make sense to get a
Correct.
life coach.
Yeah, of definitely. I would say that also advanced athletes can train with that, but not with a focus on a competition. They can do this and they will build great muscle. So I could do this for myself because I designed it. So I just could train with that, of course, too. But yeah, this is no replacement for a coach for a competition prep or some very individual things.
Do you have like different plans from beginner level to more advanced levels, or how does it
Yeah,
work?
it's you have if you register on your app, you have to say if you're a beginner, if you have an advanced or a very advanced athlete. Of course, it's very hard because someone who trains like 4 years thinks he's very advanced, but is not very advanced because his training was very
Not
bad.
I was not
So,
really focused until now.
yeah, so it's not easy. I think everything which is a bit more automated and where not a real person can say if you're a beginner or not, you always have some kind of it will not be like if I'm saying you are beginner or advanced people, this is I think
Can
it's
you
normal
switch
in the
plans? For example, if you identify that maybe the plan
Of course.
chose is not the right one for you?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. And are you currently the only calisthenics guy that contributed to the app, or are there different calisthenics influencers that?
No, I'm the only one. Was very happy that Sascha Huber, I think a lot of people know Sascha Huber,
At least in Germany, yes.
slided in my in DMs, and I was like, oh,
Wow.
wow. And yeah, they had me as the only calisthenics influencer. I'm very happy about this, of course. But you have to say there are not a lot of calisthenics influencers in Germany who really and doing a lot of content. So the
True.
only people you think about are in the freestyle scene, but this is a very different sport in my opinion. And you have maybe some endurance hybrid athletes who call themselves maybe calisthenics, who have some reach, but real calisthenics athletes,
Difficult, yeah, true.
very
And as you
difficult.
said, that really also not only share their own workouts probably, but also like create content for people that want to start with the sports is not that common yet. True.
Yeah, and you have to commit yourself to the app, of course. Of
Lots
course,
of
I
work.
won't make any programs now on my own base. So this is something not everyone likes, of course. But I think I like the app very much. I tested it and I thought, okay, why should I do my own programs with like Excel or programming myself an back end or a platform which costs a lot of time when I have something ready which works good? And I, of course, get a lot of reach from them because Sasha Huber, and there are people like Urs Kalicinski, also there's influencers with big reach with like 1 million views, 1 million followers. So this can only be good for me. And yeah. So I will be on FIBO with them on the at their place. So I think this is a great opportunity for me to grow and of course to represent the sport in this app.
I definitely agree on that. So how does it work for the earnings basically? Like, do you get for everyone that buys one of your plans, do you get any like share of that or?
It's a subscription plan, so you subscribe to the app, and if you are choosing me as a creator when you are choosing your plan, then I will get some monthly earnings from this. Yeah,
Okay. But you also have like a code or something, right? Where
correct. Yeah, when they use the code, they get automatically connected with me as a creator. So this, and they get some
okay.
discount, like 20%, 25%, or something
But
like
if
this.
they would, for example, use your code but choose another creator because they're also interested in bodybuilding or something, would you also
Then
benefit
I
from
that it's a bit complicated.
that?
For the first time, I would get this, yeah, because they use my code. But after this, as when it's a monthly payment, after a month, they would then the other creator would get it because they use their program, which is totally fair because they use their
Course.
program, of course. Yeah. So if you want to support your creator, you have to choose them and train with them. But this is, of course, the idea. You want to support the creator you are training with.
Makes sense, makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
And like what is the prices for the app? Like is there one fee for everything or depend does it depend on what plan you choose?
It depends on the plan. If you're doing like ye a year subscription or a monthly subscription, I think the yearly subscription with the discount is like a bit more than 100, 110, 120 euros for a year, which is
Compared to like a normal
nothing.
coaching, yeah.
So if you get really a good programming, and you have a completely tracking of your food, you can do free workouts not only from me, from other creators. You have exercises described. So this is not a price. Yeah.
True, true. Yeah, I think that's absolutely something that you can afford if you at least have enough
Yeah.
passion for a sport where you want to get better in. So,
Definitely, yeah.
okay, cool. Then first of all, thanks for sharing a bit on that. I didn't take a proper look on Gymkey yet, but it sounds pretty interesting. So, fingers crossed that it will grow further. Do you have any insights on how many people currently use your program?
How many people are using my program? I have this. It's like maybe a bit more like 350 people or something like this.
Yeah.
So this
But it's a new app, so that's not too bad.
that's not too bad. And I don't know if the statistics are really correct because they are working every day on the statistics, I know, and they are very buggy sometimes in my board because of course this is something not which is not in priority. The priority is of course the customer based app. So I don't know if it's really this or maybe a bit higher, but I think 350 people who came not by me, they came by the app itself or by Gym Key by Sasha Huber, whatever, is great because, yeah, a lot 350 people who are now doing maybe more calisthenics, weighted calisthenics, and this is just the beginning. So I'm very happy about everyone who is using this because, yeah.
I mean, we need to see how big our community in general is, which is not that much bigger.
Yeah, I think the street lifting bubble would be bigger, but actually,
it's pretty
it's
small.
It's pretty small. Yeah.
Definitely true. Okay, so then maybe switching away from the Gym Key part, I just have one more question to the general, like the social media topic, and like thinking about other street lifters that want to, for example, grow further on social media. Do you have like maybe any tips on what could help them to grow in the next couple of months, years?
This question is a bit tricky because you have to know what is your goal on social media. If you want to be a street lifter and just want to share your lifts and connect to other people maybe and maybe attract some people from the niche, then you don't have to think about a lot about it. Just post your post your one rep maxes in your training or your training at itself and just connect on the competitions. But if you really want to maybe start a business from this or attract new people, then you have to start rethinking content, because just posting your maybe dip with 130 kilo kgs by for example, this will care, nobody cares about this. So if you're not Baki or something who looks like an enemy character, nobody will care about this. And so you have to rethink, you have to tell stories, you have to start catch people, you have to not only post your top set, so tell them in the at the beginning like, wow, this top set was so heavy, and then tell a story about this, and then people maybe just stick to it, people who are not into the sport. If you are a coach, try to bring content, help people, but in a good way. So the biggest tip I can give is stop blaming the algorithm, start making better content, because the content of 90% of Leute who are blaming the content, blaming the algorithm, are pretty shit, to be honest.
Okay.
Maybe not shit, but shit for the people. But you have to think like there are millions of fitness content every day. So, and what is your USP that the people will look at this? You have to hook the people in the first 3 seconds. If you cannot hook a stranger in the first 3 seconds, he will swipe away. So,
storyline needs to catch, basically.
Yeah, you have to, in the best case, you have to tell them to be very hard, but you have to tell them you are fat and this is why. And everyone
Okay.
will stick to this. So it is hard, and maybe people start start to don't like you, but this is how you get reach. So of course you have to rethink this and to rethink, okay, how can I be be like me? So don't try to do something you are not confident with, but try to be a more edgy.
Yeah.
Try to trigger people. So my best videos are videos where I like where I say do this and you can do that. So if you can do 3 pull-ups, you can do a muscle up, for example. It's completely, no,
push it,
just
but
for
yeah.
example. But
Yeah.
This is a video which goes viral because people are complaining and discussing and you need more. This is completely bullshit. Oh yeah, thank you for the inspiration. This is how you have to.
That's how social media works, basically.
Yeah, this is how, and you can choose if you want to play the game. Then you have to make the content like this, or you say, okay, I don't want to play the game. I just want to be in my niche. I just want to connect with people. I just want to do what is fun for me, maybe. But then you will maybe just have your 500,000 followers. And yeah.
Well, of course, yeah. It's always depending on if you just like doing it as a hobby, basically, or if you really want to do a living from it in the end.
Yeah. And it's also a difference if you're just an online coach who needs social media to catch people in their niche, or you want to be an influencer. There's different things, different. Yeah, different
Way of
kind
working then.
of content you are creating.
For sure, makes sense.
And for you are currently really focusing on doing the influencer part, right? So as you said, for the online coaching, you are not really able to take any further coaches at the moment.
Correct. So I don't like the word influencer. I like to say I'm a content creator.
Content creator.
Yeah, it sounds better, but in the end, it's the same. So my goal is just make content, help people, bring people into the sport, and of course, tell my story. Take them with me in my training, in my things I'm doing. So this is my goal, and if someone cares about this, I'm very happy about. And it seemed that people are interested in this.
Let's see how it develops. But I wish you all the best that it works out for you the next couple of
Thank
months,
you.
that
So
your plan will.
what is your goal on social media? Do you want to grow much, or are you like, okay, I'm an online coach, I just want to be in the niche and just want to attract the street reviewers?
I'm always struggling with that because I'm really lazy and I hate doing content. So that's my problem. I like filming and so on is really. I don't really like that. So I think for me, I will more focus on doing the online coaching part and growing just my online coaching and, of course, using social media a little bit for it, but not really trying to become an influencer. I would need to take so much effort on that, and I don't really have the passion for that, I think, in
Yeah,
the end.
it's much harder than a lot of people think about. A lot of people think, okay, you are doing some video just to do on record and do something and perfect, upload it. But it's not that. If you're
No.
doing this, you won't get any views because you have to rethink it. And this is very hard and very can be very frustrating.
And time consuming, like one post
Definitely.
takes like 4 hours or something, or even longer, depending on how long the video is. So that's something I don't really have the passion for. So I will focus currently more on growing in general, like the coaching part, growing there my business. I like to do podcasts and such things. That's completely fine, but social media, like really as a full-time job, I don't think so. But let's see, you never know. Maybe at some point I will change my mind.
Maybe, yeah.
But okay, so from my side, I think I have all the questions I wanted to ask. Before we end up the podcast, I have like five su super easy questions where I just wanted like an either-or answer from your side. So first one would be like, do you prefer YouTube or Instagram as a social media platform?
YouTube.
You said already before, because probably you can tell more about it, right? So Instagram. Do you also have a certain kind of followers on YouTube? Which is,
Sorry?
do you have a few followers on YouTube as well?
Yeah, like 3,500 or something like this. I do some YouTube videos, but YouTube videos afford much more time than Instagram or TikTok or something like this, and this is why I need someone who is doing this for me, because I cannot. It's too time consuming and too stressful at the moment for me, and because I have too much things to do, and this is why I'm not doing so much on YouTube, and therefore my followers are very low.
Yeah, but I think on YouTube it's also harder to gain followers.
Yeah, definitely.
3,500 is more there than on Instagram, for example.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so next one, do you prefer the dip or the pull-up as an exercise?
Dip.
For sure.
This is an easy one.
Okay, cool. Then I think you already answered it somehow, but would you more prefer to work as a full-time influencer, content creator, or full-time coach?
Definitely full-time content creator.
Yeah, makes sense. Then one question connected to your ESN corporation. Do you
Okay.
prefer the EasyClear whey or Molke-based protein powder?
Clear way.
Clear whey? Okay.
I'm before my corporation, I never used some normal whey because I cannot drink this, because I hate chocolate, banana. I hate this. So I can only eat this in a rice pudding or something. And the clear whey was a complete game changer for me, because this is the first thing I can drink.
Then luckily, you got this cooperation in the
Yeah,
end.
definitely.
They saved your life,
Of
basically.
course, yeah. My proteins are saved now.
Your gains.
No gains, yeah.
Nice. Okay, then one last, which is not an either or question, but still something I find interesting. If you could exchange one exercise in street lifting, which one would that be, and what would be a potential substitute for it?
If there is one, it would be the pull-up. But I don't know any exchange exercise. So at the any other exercise, I would
you would just throw it out.
Yeah, just threw it out because it. I think it's one of the boring lift around because you can pull and yeah, you can do it or not, but you cannot grind a lot. And you, it's, it's.
Yeah,
I don't
it's just
like
a
it.
Shit exercise. Totally agree on
yeah,
that.
Pull up is completely overrated.
I would be much more competitive without
Yeah.
it.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, that's a good idea. I would assign the
and only allow chin ups because pull ups are cheating, right?
Definitely, definitely. Pull ups, anyways, are completely shit. So let's vote for the chin up and throw out all the pull ups. Great. Okay, then we are agreeing on that. Perfect for the end. And so before we end up the podcast, do you have anything further to say, or do you want to, I don't know, pitch for any topic or any quote you want to name here?
No, I don't want to pitch anything. So if someone wants to follow me who is German speaking, I have to say
only German speaking followers are welcome.
I can, of course, join my journey. Lifting.Robin is my social media tag. But yeah, I hope I could help some people with that, with the social media part. Maybe if someone have questions about this, of course, you can contact me.
Perfect.
Just I will answer this, of course.
Great. Thanks a lot for sharing that. And thanks a lot for taking the time. It was great to talk to you and hope to see you then at the German Open and also at the Europeans.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening today. If you liked the podcast, I would highly appreciate it if you would leave a 5-star rating and share it across your community to make the sport grow further. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the bell so you will never miss a new episode. Stay active and hope to hear you soon.